This past week, the Fed, for the second time recently, raised interest rates by 0.75 points. There are actually some Fed watchers who said they wouldn't have been surprised if the jump wasn't a full point. It's also believed by most, too, that the Fed's not done yet when it comes to increasing the interest rate. Now, if you think this is something only the super rich and big business will be impacted by, well, allow me to encourage you to think again and to explain how this is all about you, too, as the president of the credit repair firm Better Qualified, based in Eatontown, New Jersey, Paul Oster. Thanks for being here today, Paul.
Oh, thanks for having me back on.
BetterQualified.com, the website. Find out more about the services of Better Qualified. As I said, Paul, 0.75 point back-to-back. You have to go back in time quite a bit to see this as history repeating itself, don't you?
Oh, you got to go back to the 80s. And, you know, that wasn't a fun time either. So, look, like you said, the only surprise here that it wasn't a full point, that the markets actually reacted in a positive way. Because, look, this is necessary, right? We've been swimming in a 0% interest rate environment for too long. And now inflation is out of control. I mean, the average household is spending about $500 more for the same goods and services that they were buying 6 months and a year ago. So this was very necessary.
And when you add to it, too, the fact that there's more cash that the Fed made than productivity and other elements are out there, that's you have this huge imbalance, and they have to try to level that scale off.
That's it. Because, you know, right now we're actually on the verge of stagflation, you know, which is a combination when you couple out-of-control inflation and a recession. And the only reason, you know, we're changing the definition of recession, we did have 2 quarters where the GDP did shrink. Now they're saying, well, but the jobs market is so robust. Well, that's starting to cool off also, and it's hard to really pin down those numbers. A lot of it, you know, I think was an impact from the pandemic still. So once that cools off, now we're really in stagflation. So the Fed had to do something, and I know, you know, it's not attractive or popular to people, but the reality is that if inflation keeps going out of control, that's much worse than higher interest rates.
Now, for the individual credit card consumer, which if you look at credit card debt, by and large, the national average is around 6,000, just under 6,000, around 59 and change. In New Jersey, average credit debt is around that ballpark too. I think it's $5,924 is the average credit card debt. What should that person carrying that debt be anticipating right now?
Well, every time the Fed raises their rate, that affects the prime rate, you know, from banks. And all credit cards are, you know, 99% of them are variable rate products. So every time the Fed raises their rates, your credit card interest rate is going up. And again, we didn't pay much attention to this because we've had historically low interest rates. But now it's going to take you longer and cost you more money to pay off your balance. If you don't put another dime on your credit card, which you shouldn't, by the way, it would take you longer and cost you more money because the interest rates, now the average is up 18, almost 19%, and you have some people paying 29%. So if you have credit card debt, you have to focus and come up with a debt elimination plan. And as soon as I say that, Chris, people, oh, I don't have any money. I live paycheck to paycheck. How am I going to get out of credit card debt? Put a household budget together. Put this on pen and paper or on the screen. There's all sorts of free softwares out there. And figure out a way where you can cut expenses. Because unless you're going to get a second job, a side hustle, you have to cut expenses. And the first thing I tell families, we've become a nation of subscriptions, right? Netflix, Spotify, Hulu,
oh, yeah.
Xbox, Roblox, PS, whatever the number they're on. All of those subscriptions could be $100, $200 a month. So I'm not saying you have to do it forever, but we have to put a plan in place so that the families that this affects the most, they can weather the storm. Because, you know, lots of people are going to wind up in a hole that they cannot dig out of.
Just to put in perspective for you listening, let's just say you have $10,000 in credit card debt right now, just for the sake of easy math. This last 0.75 point jump means another $75 a year in interest. Or if you want to look at both the recent jumps, $150 more per year in interest. And like Paul just said, unless you're shaving something off to pay debt, where's the logic in that as opposed to working down your debt so you don't have to affect the quality of your life?
That's right. Listen, let's use $5,000. If you have $5,000 in credit card debt and you're around the average of 17%, if you only made the minimum payment, you're talking 22 years to pay off $5,000. And the interest that you're going to pay in those 22 years, it's like triple the balance on the credit card. So again, if you have revolving credit card debt, you have to figure out a way. And look, if you have a mortgage and you have equity in your house, rates are still historically low. I know that they jumped from the high 2s, 3% up to 5 and 6%, but that's still a good debt service. So if you have equity, do a cash out refinance, pay off all your revolving credit card debt, and you know, then start fresh from there. You should have no other debt services right now. Home equity lines of credit, just like credit cards, you know, they are revolving lines of credit. And as soon as the Fed raises the rate, the interest rate on your home equity lines of credit have now also gone up.
From Paul Oster, who is the president of the credit repair firm Better Qualify. They're based in Eatontown, New Jersey. On the web, betterqualify.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Given the change in the credit market right now for the credit consumer, are those offers we used to see very frequently about low introductory rates, 0% finance if you transfer over, are those going to get more and more scarce now?
Not only are they getting more scarce, the fee that they charge to transfer the balance, right? You can take one of two things. You know, they have two different offers. But I've already seen, personally, you know, a balance transfer where the transfer fee used to be 3%, it's now 5%. So it could work mathematically. You have to figure it out. But you can only do a balance transfer if you have a plan to pay it off in the 12, 18, some of them go out 24 months, but most of them are 12 to 18 months. If you don't pay it off, you've now just dug yourself even further because you pay the transfer fee, and now you're paying all the accrued and deferred interest. So don't transfer the balances unless you have a plan to pay it off in the time frame that they give to you.
If you look at an age demographic breakdown of who is holding the highest average credit card debt, the older is the more, with the 75 and older demographic having an average credit card debt of $8,100. But let's back down in the age bracket to 45 to 54. Sure, the average credit card debt is lower, $7,700 versus $8,100 for that demographic. But according to a survey I found, 52% of 45 to 54-year-olds are holding that level of debt on credit cards. So that's a lot of people out there.
It's a lot of people. And we're already seeing, late payments, the 30-day late payment. What tends to happen when there's a downturn, the early indicators are auto financing, people are missing their car payments, and credit card payments. The last thing we see is people missing their mortgage payments. Unfortunately, that's up about 5% in June, both single payment mortgage delinquencies and early foreclosure proceedings. So people are in trouble. We're no longer treading water. Consumers are starting to drown. And again, they have to change their behavior. If you keep behaving the same way you have been, look, we were spoiled there for years. So now is a time to make a change. We got to buckle down. We got to tighten our belts and figure out how we're going to get through this.
Especially when you look at the stats, too, about savings, personal savings, that's dropped down by about 15% since last year. The average personal savings now was around $62,000. A year ago, it was $73,000. So the concept of a cushion in the bank is, well, that cushion's getting a little thin right about now. So for someone who is coming up to the end of the month, and let's just say arbitrarily, that's the majority of the due dates, they're looking at a significant amount more than what they can pay, and they're sacrificing. They're saying, okay, that one I'll double up next month, and I'll take care of this month on a single payment. That's just avoiding the inevitable.
It is. So you have to be proactive. You have to reach out to the creditors. Most of the bigger banks do have credit management plans. for people that are in trouble. You know, there's a myth out there that the banks want you to default. They want you to, you know, default on the loan. They don't want your house. They don't want you to default. You know, they will come up with a program that you can afford to at least stay in the game and continue to pay them back. And as credit card debt increases, our credit scores decrease. So now is also the time. Your credit score always is going to cost or save you money every single month. In this environment, it's even more important that we make sure our credit is as high as it possibly can be. So go to annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. That's the FTC's government's website that gives us all one free look at our reports every 12 months, figure out what's on there. And most consumers don't realize, as of July 1st, paid medical collections should not continue to be reported on your credit reports. So if you had medical debt and you paid it off, it was in collections and it's still on your credit report, reach out to the credit bureaus and demand that they take it off, because that will cause you to have lower credit scores, which in turn is going to cost you more money for everything that you do.
Like Paul says, it really, a lot of it lies with you as far as being proactive, showing responsibility, and taking the initiative to make sure your financial situation is all on the square and honest, and also communicating if you're finding yourself a little slow in paying, or maybe going to have a tough time making the payment that you need to make. Communication. It's really as simple as that, and you'd be surprised how much more cooperation you'll find than maybe you're anticipating. And as well, to help get your financial house in order, I do believe Better Qualified is, no pun intended, indeed qualified to help you with that goal. And that's really what it's all about, too. You set goals for yourself, and you need to find a finish line, just like anyone in a race has to do. Find out more about what Better Qualified offers you as far as credit repair and financial services at betterqualified.com. We've been talking with our president, Paul Auster. Paul, thanks for the common sense insights. People, I think, understand if they hear you that, yeah, you know what, I'm still in control. A little shaky, but I'm still in control here.
That's exactly right, Chris. So, listen, I'm not saying that it's easy, but it's certainly not complicated. It's just a numbers game. Figure it out, be disciplined, and get through this, you know, the best you possibly can.